With SRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. On this Black Friday, the day noted as the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, some retailers have been going out of their way to get people off the computer and into their stores.
The Mall of America was planning to hand out $25 gift cards to the first 200 shoppers in line. Target's offering a Taylor Swift book and album combo to in-store shoppers a full day before online buyers. Circana Research says companies want shoppers inside the stores because they're three times more likely there to make impulse buys.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn, also at SRNnews.com. Despite the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon, Israel's military is telling some Lebanese civilians you can't go home again, at least not now.
While this ceasefire remains intact, it is very fragile, and we have got both sides accusing each other of violating the terms of the agreement. Certainly, that's what Lebanese army officials, what the Hezbollah lawmakers have been saying when it comes to Israel, that these are just citizens, they say, that want to return to their homes in the south. The Israeli military has this morning published this map. It shows a red zone in the south of Lebanon, all along the border with Israel, covering about 60 villages there. And it tells people not to return to that zone, saying that if they do so, they'll put themselves in danger.
That's a BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem. British lawmakers giving preliminary approval to a bill that would help terminally ill adults end their lives in England and Wales. The so-called assisted dying bill passing today on a vote of 330 to 275 after an impassioned parliamentary debate. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 168 points, NASDAQ ahead 134. This is SRN News. One Pennsylvania town welcomes the Christ child.
It took months of debate, a contentious hearing, and a narrow 4-3 vote, but the city of Lock Haven has decided to allow a nativity scene to be displayed in Triangle Park. These kinds of travails are playing out all across the nation in places where having baby Jesus on display in a park during December never used to be controversial. However, atheist groups have become much more powerful in the 21st century, and lawsuits are always a risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Boise State has pulled out of the Mountain West Women's College Volleyball Tournament rather than play San Jose State, which has a male on the team. Boise State has released a statement saying the decision to not continue to play in the tournament was not an easy one. We should not have to forego this opportunity while waiting for a more thoughtful and better system that serves all athletes. Several Mountain West volleyball squads forfeited games to San Jose State this season in protest of the male player. This is SRN News. You know about opinions. Everyone has them, but to voice them or not to voice them, that is the question.
There's no easy way to bridge the political divides that have created rifts in families and friendships, but workplace morale can take a real hit when differences are left to fester, affecting teamwork and feelings of mutual respect. Finding a safe place to process emotions while remaining civil can be a very delicate balancing act. Experts say to cultivate a more peaceful working environment, people should practice humility. That means listening thoughtfully and remaining open to new ideas and perspectives. Jason Walker reporting.
A 16-year-old has died after being hit by a stray bullet on a St. Louis highway. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Colin Brown was shot while being driven home from playing in a hockey game. No arrests yet. More details at SRNnews.com.